Alan Watts checking in from the Kentucky State Fair at Louisville. Always an exciting time when the Kentucky State Fair kicks off on Thursday with a commodity breakfast. It took place a little earlier this morning, still finishing up right now at this hour, and it will continue through the morning hours. And later on this morning, a ribbon cutting, and then the Kentucky State Fair officially opens for the 120th year, special celebration this year for the 120th year of the Kentucky State Fair. We hear more from President and CEO of Kentucky Venues, David Beck, about this year's Kentucky State Fair and what visitors can find.
Livestock, some of the best in the country will be here at KEC. Youth competing, the 4-H and FFA is something I always enjoy going by and seeing their displays and exhibits, and then all the crafts and different things. We partnered last year with the Kentucky Chamber, and we had the Civics Bee, and that'll be taking place this year. And of course, every year we sell a Grand Champion ham. Last year it brought $10 million, and all that goes to charity. And we have the championship drive for the youth that's worked hard all year with their livestock, that those that are successful competing there will be able to participate in championship drive. And that will be a significant amount of dollars going back to some young people that may help further their education or their farming operation and can be put to good use. So a lot of opportunities to do good. And for many people, it's like an annual reunion. We plan our vacation. We plan our time around the state fair. So it's a real tradition, and this is the 120th year we're celebrating.
And you always have a great midway outside as well, and that's always a great opportunity for people to get there and ride the rides and scream and have a good time and come inside the air conditioner while they're there.
Yeah, the Kissel family that handle our entertainment for us with the rides and the carnival, they do a wonderful job. Good family-owned operation, good people doing good work, providing a safe and friendly environment for young people, young families, and their children to come and enjoy that. So we had a meeting with them this week, just going over everything and making sure everything's in good order. So good partners. We're glad to work with them.
Exactly right. Again, that people can still, I guess, get tickets at the gate every day. And your ticket, I love what you said about the concerts. Your ticket gets you into the concert and a lot of other great things while you're at the fair, too, including the World Championship Horse Show, which is always exciting.
It is. This is the 121st World Championship Horse Show. Even though it's the 120th State Fair, it's the 121st World Championship Horse Show. The saddlebred industry is so important to Kentucky, and it's the way to have the displays. We'll have probably close to 2,000 horses on the property competing, and for that title, the World Championship. And so that's pretty amazing, too. You know, I encourage people to go to our website, plan their visit, plan their stay, and make arrangements to come up. And we do early bird sales, but we still have the $10 tickets online, and that includes your parking. So I encourage people to go and take advantage of that in advance and get your tickets. And it includes the parking. And so that makes it a lot better for everybody to be able to participate.
Absolutely. I know we always look forward to seeing you. You'll kick things off on Thursday. Always have a great commodity breakfast there. And then after the commodity breakfast, you have a little ribbon cutting and kickoff there. It's always a fun time to get things rolling in the right way, isn't it?
It is. You know, that commodity breakfast is a tradition. All the different commodity groups come together and kick off the fair with a breakfast that morning at 7:30. And a lot of our elected officials at all levels of government will be there to help start the fair. And we appreciate that. Good food, good fellowship, good memories of participating in that over the years. And then we'll move over and have a ribbon cutting, and we're partnering with all the counties and the county fairs with their queens, and they'll be there to help participate in the ribbon cutting. So we've got an extra long ribbon to cut this year, signifying 120 years. So that'll be a lot of fun and entertainment with that. So hope the weather's good, and we're looking forward to seeing friends and family and colleagues from all over the Commonwealth.
We're visiting with Kentucky Venues President and CEO David Beck about this year's Kentucky State Fair. Fair officially opens later on this morning. Looks forward to a great run continuing through August 25th at the Kentucky Exposition Center in Louisville. Reporting from the Kentucky State Fair, I'm Alan Watts with Your Ag Edge.